iRadios Access All Areas
is an initiative funded through the Sound and Vision Scheme with Comisiu Naman with a television license fee.
How easy is it for you to get to where you want to go? That is a literal question. If you want to go somewhere or do something, is there a barrier in your way? Over the next while, you'll be hearing from people who have to deal with barriers every single day. And they'll talk about what's needed to make things better and easier for them. This is Access All Areas.
Hello, my name is Emma Ward. I am an Irish traveller and a wheelchair user from Athenry in County Galway. I am a disability rights activist and a content creator and journalist. I grew up with a disability and I wanted to make changes because this country is very inaccessible and I want the next generation to have an easier upbringing, to not struggle like I have. And if I didn't become a disability rights activist, I don't think I'd be able to make the type of changes I want to.
Would you mind telling us a little bit about your disability, what it is and how it impacts your day-to-day life?
I have a condition called MPS1. It's more commonly known as Hurler syndrome. It affects 1 in 100,000 people. I had a bone marrow transplant in 2003 when I was 9 months old, and that saved my life. It's the only treatment, really. And the way the condition affects me is by my hips. So I struggled to walk when I was young, and I stopped walking when I was 10 or 11. And I've been a wheelchair user full-time ever since. And due to that, I had to have a hip replacement earlier this year. And then the other condition I have is scoliosis, curvature in your spine. And when I was 7 until I was 12, I had titanium rods put into my back. So I grew up like going to hospitals and being in a wheelchair for the last 10 years. I had to navigate it, my life through thinking about where I could go because this world is not accessible for wheelchair users. Like, for an able-bodied person, they can decide on a day, like, oh, I'm going to go into the local town. I have to really think through days or weeks in advance what I want to do. I hate to say it, I've become so used to it. It's just normal to me now, and I wish it wasn't normal.
So we'll just take one example because it happened relatively recently. You were part of the speakers lineup at Electric Picnic. And for anyone who maybe isn't aware, what would have been needed to make the festival accessible for you? What things did they have at Electric Picnic that made it handy for you to get around there?
So because I was considered a performer, I was brought into like a special accessibility parking place, and Martin Beams picked me up in a wheelchair accessible buggy, and they brought me where I needed to go. Until last year, I had never gone to a festival because I was very afraid, because they're always in some sort of like field or somewhere. But going to Electric Picnic has helped me become more confident if I want to go to another festival in the future, because I know that there is support there for me.
And if we take what was done at the festival and say, well, in a wider society level then, could you give us an idea of some of the things that maybe councils across the country could do to make towns and cities more accessible and therefore make it easier for you to maybe not have to plan every part of your day bit by bit?
Yeah, so I'm going to take my own town, Athenry, as an example, if you don't mind. In that town, there needs to be like smoother roads, smoother paths, and wide paths. And I'm hoping next year when they're doing the refurbishments that they will fix them. And they need to have drop curbs, so it'll be a lot safer. In like wider Galway, there needs to be more wheelchair accessible restaurants, because last year I was in Galway City and I decided I was going to be spontaneous for the first time ever. And I wanted to go and try a new restaurant that wasn't Supermax. And I consider Supermax my safe place. I love Supermax food, but I consider it my safe place because I know I'll have no problem going into it. And when I went, it took 4 attempts to find a restaurant. The first one I went to was closed. The second one I could get in, but I couldn't actually get through the building because it was too narrow for me to get in. And then the third one, there was a big step, so I couldn't even get in. And then I finally found one. It wasn't perfect, but because I was looking to get some lunch, it was okay. So I think there needs to be more accessible restaurants.
If people want to follow your work, where can they find you on social media?
They can find me on everything really, Facebook, Instagram, X, like Twitter and TikTok at Emma Ward Journalist for Facebook and Instagram. And then Twitter is Emma Ward Journal and TikTok again is just Emma Ward Journalist. I worked on a documentary called Breaking Barriers in collaboration with Youth Work Ireland in Galway and Nova Productions. So basically there's a group of five of us. We all have a disability. We just talk about what it's like to grow up in Ireland with a disability and challenging the ableism. It is a struggle for us to go out and about in our daily lives. And we spoke to loads of different people and just trying to give a genuine understanding of what it's like to be a young person with a disability in Ireland in 2024. It'll be shown at the Eye Cinema on the 20th of September in Galway City at 7:30.
Well, Emma, thank you so much for being so generous with your time today, and I'm sure we'll chat again at some point in the future.
Thank you so much.